we need more. Now, I've heard that my entire ministry. We need more people. We need more money. We need more time. We need more advertising. We need more staff. We need more resources. We need more training. We need more, more, more. Can I get an amen? We need more. Oh, come on. There are a few people in here. We need more. Put amen in the chat. We need more. Amen. We need more to get the job done. And in truth, more is never, ever enough. It's like my dad and granddad fishing. They need more river. They need more bait. They need more time. They need more energy. They need more line. They need more reach. They need more fish to bait the trot line. They need more big fish to fry and eat. They need more hours of daylight to get the job done. And more was never really enough. Until they both got to talking about their fish stories, of course. Then it became more than the other. My granddad was especially good at turning a perch into a bass. I mean, he did it every time. By simply talking about how it fought him on the rod, or how he slipped off and got away. It went from a perch to a bass every time. But that's a different story for a different time. Today, the problem is that it's never enough. The disciples were complaining that they didn't have enough to feed such a large crowd. Send them away, because we don't have enough. We have nothing but 5 loaves and 2 fish. We have a meager supply for such a massive crowd. And that's certainly what it feels like for us sometimes. I don't have much, God. I don't have much in the way of resources. I can only do so much with the time and the abilities and the talents that I've got. I can only take care of so many problems in a day. I can only do this little bit, God, if this is all I've got. You know what it's like. You've probably had those same conversations with God late at night, lying in bed, staring up at the ceiling. Jesus, you fed the 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fish. How am I going to feed them with such a meager supply? I keep finding myself going back to Jesus' words. You give them something to eat. That wasn't a suggestion, by the way, friends. It was a command. It's in the imperative case. It's an order. You give them something to eat. Just a few loaves and fish. 5 loaves, 2 fish. Barely enough for the disciples alone. Kind of reminds me of when I, you know, Dad, you got to have that, you know, changing vowel in there. When Dad would say something and you just knew it was impossible. Dad or Mom. You know how that works, don't you? Those of you who are parents, you hear that all the time, kind of hits you in the back of the head, and you want to go, argh. They must have said, Jesus, Yeshua, really? They whined. Send them away. We don't have enough. The loaves, they're not big. The fish, they were, you know, maybe a little bit bigger, but they weren't big enough. Maybe for 12. It would be enough food, but not for 5,000 plus. Forget it, Jesus. Send them away. No, you give them something to eat, Jesus said. How? From where, Jesus? With this? 5 loaves and 2 fish? We need more. The second part I keep coming back to is Jesus' next command. For again, he says, bring them here to me. It's a command. He's ordering them. Give me the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. Okay, you've got only 5 loaves and 2 fish. Don't send them away. You bring what your meager supply is. You bring that little bit to me. And notice what he does. Then he orders the crowd to sit down on the grass. And taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven. And he blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples. And the disciples gave them to the crowds. Jesus took on the role of a host at dinner, our host at the table. He had everybody sit down, and then he takes this bread, and he looks up to God in heaven, and he blesses it, and then he breaks it, and he gives it to the disciples, and the disciples give it to the people. Jesus took, prayed, blessed, broke, and gave. These are the basic actions, the basic motions in the sacrament of Holy Communion. When it says that he blessed the loaves, it's talking about a specific Hebrew prayer that was prayed over bread before eating it, especially on the Sabbath day, but any time that the Jews would meet and they would gather and they would take the bread and they would bless it and the host would pray, Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam hamotzeh lechem min ha'aretz. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who brings forth bread from the earth. This is the ancient prayer of blessing over bread. In this prayer of blessing, we are reminded that we have all that we have, that all that we have received comes from God. It was God who brought forth the bread from the earth. Even if it happened to be that we had planted the wheat and harvested the wheat and made it into dough and baked it into bread, it was God who ultimately created it, who brought forth bread from the earth. I'm reminded of the story of a bunch of scientists arguing with God as to who could make a better chicken. The scientists said that they could, but God disagreed. After all, God had a awful lot of experience in creating animals. So the scientists challenged God to a chicken-making contest. God accepted the challenge and knelt down on the ground and started to gather together dirt. Adding water to the dirt, he molds it into clay, and then he fashions a little clay chicken in their presence. And when God got done making the chicken clucked and laid an egg. Now the scientists look at each other. Wow, that's a pretty neat trick. Well, I bet we could do the same. And so they shrug and they kneel down and start to pull together and gather together all the dirt on the ground. And God says, wait a minute, get your own dirt. That's what we have here. Yes, amen. That's what we have here. All that we have and are, every little bit of who and what we are, from the blood that goes through our veins to the meat on our bones, to the thoughts in our heads, to the breath that we breathe in and breathe out, all that we have and are, every little bit of us, down to our subatomic particles making up the atoms inside our bodies, comes from God. All that we have and all that we are God's amazing creation. And God has given it all to us. It may seem like we have only a meager, insufficient supply. It may seem like we don't have enough. I know laying in bed at night thinking and wondering, how am I going to do this tomorrow? There have been Saturday nights before Sunday morning, at Sunday mornings at 1 o'clock in the morning, when I've been laying in bed looking up at the ceiling and wondering to myself, what in the world am I going to say to them today? What in the world? What kind of prayer am I going to offer? I remember 9/11/01. I remember being on vacation, sitting on a ship when the word came. and feeling so very inadequate and so very removed. And then being asked by the captain to offer prayer and counseling to those who had loved ones who had been in the building, because the ship that I was on, its destination had been New York from Europe. Where is it going to come from? Where will the prayer come from? Where will the word come from? Where will the ability to speak a good news, the gospel, the comforting grace of Jesus to others, where is it going to come from when I don't know where it is myself? We live in difficult times, as difficult as 9/11, with a virus ravaging the planet, with violence in the streets, with injustice in our society, with exclusion of others, with difficulty in even going to church. Where will the word, where will God's grace come from? If it comes from me, we're in trouble. The good news is that my meager supply is not where it ends. It's not even where it begins. It all comes from God. Our supply of energy, time, resources, strength, knowledge is all insufficient. But Jesus teaches us, Jesus shows us that what we have, what he has given us, when he takes it and prays over it and blesses it and breaks it and gives it, when Jesus does this and sanctifies it, it becomes enough. Bring them here to me. And Jesus will take us and pray over us and bless us and break us and give us in ministry to the world. Jesus will receive what we bring, will pray over us, change us, improve us. That's what the breaking means, to prepare or to improve. And then give us to proclaim the good news, to deploy us and employ us to serve others. But it's not much, Jesus, just 5 loaves and 2 fish and 5,000 plus people. It is enough. If taken and prayed over and blessed and broken and given by Jesus, what we bring to the table is enough. We, by God's grace, become enough. Today, as you receive communion, wherever you are, let the grace of Jesus remind you that while you may feel you are a meager supply, and that on the surface you don't have enough, with Jesus, it's more than enough. And all ate and were filled. And they took up what was left over, the leftover of the meager supply. And there were more than 12 baskets full of leftovers. The leftovers were more than the original. That's how God's grace is. That's how God's grace is in us, transforming us, changing us, molding and shaping us to make us more than we are. Let God's grace touch you and make you more than you are. Let God receive you. Let Jesus pray, bless, break, and give you so that others may hear and know and experience the wonderful good news of the love of God in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Christ our Lord invites to his table
All who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin, and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon you. Forgive all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and a joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through your prophets. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn, saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. Your Spirit anointed him to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives and the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to announce that the time had come and you would save your people. He healed the sick, fed the hungry, and ate with sinners. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. When the Lord Jesus ascended, he promised to be with us always in the power of your word and Holy Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of the faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory, and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with your Holy Spirit and your Holy Church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. At home, I invite you to take the bread. as Jesus has taken you. And having blessed it now in prayer together, break it as Jesus has broken and prepared us. And then give to each other and receive yourself the wonderful grace, the amazing love, the forgiveness and presence of Jesus Christ, our Lord. This is the body of Christ, broken for you, and the blood of Christ shed.